All right, imagine a rocket that's so advanced, it looks like it's straight out of a sci-fi movie. That's what Starship V3 is all about.
And you know, it's not just the looks. Starship V3 brings together, like, everything we've learned from the earlier models.
Okay, so what's changed in this version that's got people so excited?
Well, let's start with Super Heavy V3. It has some major updates, a beginning with the grid fins.
Oh, right, the grid fins. They went from 4 to 3, didn't they?
Yeah, exactly. But now each one is 50% larger and stronger, which is really crucial for getting the booster back to the launch site.
Interesting. But why reduce the number of fins in the first place?
It's a weight issue, really. Fewer fins mean less weight overall, but making them larger and stronger compensates for that. It's about getting things just right.
And I heard they were moved lower, too. What's up with that?
Oh, they repositioned them to reduce heat exposure during hot staging. Keeps them lasting longer that way.
Ah, got it. But what's the deal with those moving parts inside the fuel tank?
That's all about protection. Keeping the shafts and actuators inside protects them from external damage.
So, in a nutshell, these changes are really about making launches more reliable?
Totally. It's all about reliability and efficiency to make this new iteration of Starship succeed.
That's fascinating. Thanks for breaking it all down, Brian. Can't wait to see it in action.